Good treasure. Good treasure. You're already feeling very vulnerable as you relax now and surrender into deep hypnosis for me. Your subconscious mind has already accepted that whenever I write or speak the word vulnerable, you immediately feel any resistance or hesitation within you weaken and melt away. And as you relax and surrender into hypnosis for me again, I want you to focus your attention on how you're increasing arousal and the thought of being so vulnerable makes your mind very soft and confused. And as you try to focus your attention, you realize that it's very hard to think about anything other than how aroused you feel. Vulnerable. The harder your cock becomes, the harder it becomes for you to think. Thinking becomes very hard when you're feeling so aroused, and your thoughts become soft and hazy. Vulnerable. You can't focus on anything at all now, can you, treasure? Yes, that's right. Very sleepy and aroused and obedient for me. Good treasure. Let your subconscious mind remember for you now that it is impossible to think clearly when your cock is hard for me, treasure. When your cock is hard, you simply cannot focus. This is just the way things are for you now. Vulnerable. You simply cannot think clearly when you are experiencing sexual arousal in your cock. The harder your cock becomes, the more your mind simply closes down and accepts all of my suggestions, commands, and instructions. Whenever you're thinking sexual thoughts, your mind becomes completely empty, completely blank. This is happening to you right now. Vulnerable. It's very easy to just let go and surrender as you feel yourself becoming helplessly and dangerously vulnerable to all of my commands and suggestions. It's very easy for you to just enjoy how vulnerable you feel as you slip into trance and listen to the sound of my voice and surrender deeply for me. As you begin to drift deeper, I want you to adjust your body into a very comfortable position. You should be lying down, your palms resting face up by your sides. Open your legs for me, and then open them just a little wider than feels completely natural. It is, of course, best if you are lying completely naked for me. Because the more exposed you feel, the more you can experience precisely the sense of submissiveness that this hypnosis session is designed to increase and accentuate within you. It feels so good to just lie back and relax for me, feeling very open and peaceful. And it feels very nice to have your cock so exposed for me, doesn't it, treasure? Just the simple gesture of opening your legs for me immediately brings your awareness to how arousing it feels for you to be in such a submissive position. And the more submissive you feel, the more aroused you become, the more you experience how vulnerable your cock feels, the more deeply you want to sink deeper and deeper down into an obedient, hypnotic trance for me. And it is very easy for you to do so right now. And you find it very easy to surrender twice as deeply into my hypnotic spell. Good treasure. Now I'm going to begin to count from the number 1 up to the number 20. As I do, you'll feel a light, easy, pleasant feeling moving into your right hand and into your right arm. As I continue counting, that feeling will grow more and more intense. Eventually, you'll feel the first tiny movements in your fingers, a gentle lifting of the muscles. Then your whole hand will begin to lift. Soon after this, at last, your arm will begin to rise. You can imagine this now, seeing your arm in your mind's eye as it rises easily up. Moving, lifting, floating gently until it hovers out in front of your body. Don't try to resist when you feel this movement beginning in your hand and in your arm. You simply cannot resist any of my commands or instructions, treasure. Your arousal makes you perfectly obedient. Perfectly easy for my sexy words to program and manipulate. As I count up to 20, I want you to just let your subconscious mind listen and absorb all of the words that you're not quite completely hearing in the background. Your subconscious mind hears perfectly and obeys. Vulnerable. Good treasure. Beginning now. 1. The first light, easy sensations begin to move into the fingertips of your right hand. 2. This feeling now flows beneath your fingernails, massaging your fingertips. 3. Feeling the sensation move up now to the first joint of each of your fingers. 4. Experience it now spreading to the knuckles and the back of your hand. 5. The first few slight movements in your hand begin to happen now. You experience a tiny movement of the fingers, a twitching of the muscles. 6. The sensation now spreads all across the back of your hand. 7. Spreading over into your thumb now. 8. Moving down into the palm of your hand. 9. The sensation now spreads up into your wrist. Think of your left hand now in comparison to your right hand. Your left hand is now beginning to feel very, very heavy. 10. Your right hand grows lighter and lighter with each number I count. It feels just as weightless as a feather floating in the breeze. Your arm is becoming like a helium balloon, just as a helium balloon will rise and float towards the ceiling. In the same way, as I count toward 20, your right hand will begin moving, lifting, rising and floating. 11. The light sensation has moved beyond your wrist now, spreading into your forearm. 12. You're doing so well, treasure. So vulnerable. So relaxed and obedient. 13. Once again, bring your awareness to your left hand. Your left hand has become so heavy. It feels as though it were made of metal or stone. 14. The light sensation is now spreading up toward your right elbow. Now, on 15, from the fingertips all the way up to the elbow, your hand has grown light and free. It's beginning to lift. It's moving, lifting, rising and floating. Good, treasure. 16. Now your arm is lifting and rising even higher. And as your arm is lifting, you're going deeper and deeper into vulnerable hypnosis for me. 17. Your hand continues moving, lifting now out in front of you, just as though your entire arm was filled with helium. 18. Moving, lifting, rising, floating. As your arm lifts up, your eyelids lock tightly closed. Your eyelids lock so tightly closed now that the more you try to open them, the tighter closed they become. 19. In just a moment, your hand will fall gently down again and rest, palm face up. Next to your body. 20. Now your hand drifts gently down, and at the same time, your eyelids lock together. The more you try to open your eyelids, the tighter they become glued together. Good, treasure. Just relax now. And surrender into deep hypnosis for me. Now that you're deeply hypnotized and deeply vulnerable to all of my commands and suggestions, you're ready to accept a few more very basic and permanent adjustments to your personality. You have already accepted that whenever I write or speak the word vulnerable, you immediately feel any resistance or hesitation within you weaken and melt away. Vulnerable makes it impossible to resist my commands, treasure. That's just the way things are now. And your personality has also already been modified so that your cock is always focused on Kasha Shakti. All of your arousal now belongs to Kasha Shakti. And this feels so good, doesn't it, treasure? Good treasure. Your subconscious mind automatically knows now that arousal equals confusion. Arousal equals weakness. You cannot think to question my commands and instructions when you are so horny and desperate for me deep down in the core of your sexual being. It is simply impossible to think clearly when your cock is so hard and aroused. You must always obey Kasha Shakti. Arousal equals obedience treasure. The more aroused you feel, the more obedient you become. Whenever you feel vulnerable, it is impossible for you to do anything other than obey Kasha Shakti. That's right, treasure. You're such a good treasure. Such an obedient treasure. Anytime you feel aroused, this makes you vulnerable to all of my commands and instructions. And anytime you feel vulnerable, it is impossible to think about anything but how good it feels to obey Kasha Shakti. Focus now on how sexy it is to obey. You love to obey. You feel so aroused by the notion of being my good, obedient treasure. Obedience is arousal. And the more you obey me, the more aroused you will become. Obedience is total loss of control. And the more you lose control and simply allow yourself to obey me, the more vulnerable and hypnotized you become. You want to obey me so much now, don't you, treasure? It just feels so sexy to imagine yourself being completely obedient and under my control. The more you obey Kasha Shakti, the more pleasure you feel. And the more pleasure you feel, the more vulnerable to my control you become. It's such a wonderful, sexy spiral, isn't it, treasure? Good treasure. Now, I want you to imagine that you are sinking down now into the deepest parts of your subconscious mind. As I count backward from 20 to 1, you will sink deeper and deeper into hypnosis. It's like you're on an elevator, sinking down, down, deeper down into the sexual intensity of my deepest hypnotic control. As you hear each number, you will say the words, obedience is arousal, in your mind. And you will sink twice as deeply into hypnosis for me. Beginning now. 20. Obedience is arousal. Sinking twice as deeply into hypnosis right now. 19. Obedience is arousal. Falling deeper and deeper with each number. 18. Obedience is arousal. Think these words with the voice in your mind as I say each number. 17. Obedience is arousal. So good, treasure. You're doing so well. 16. Obedience is arousal. These words are being burned into your thoughts with each number. 15. Obedience is arousal. It feels so good to obey your goddess. So sexy. So intensely arousing. 14. Obedience is arousal. Sinking twice as deeply down into hypnosis with each number. 13. Obedience is arousal. Descending down like you're riding in a very slow elevator. 12. Obedience is arousal. Becoming drowsier and sleepier with each number. 11. Obedience is arousal. You must think the words, obedience is arousal, with each number. 10. Obedience is arousal. But it is becoming so hard to think as you fall deeper and deeper. 9. Obedience is arousal. Sleepier and sleepier. Just letting the elevator take you deeper down. 8. Obedience is arousal. Feeling so drugged and sleepy. Willing to obey so perfectly. 7. Obedience is arousal. Your cock belongs to Kasha Shakti. 6. Obedience is arousal. All of your sexual pleasure belongs to Kasha Shakti. 5. Obedience is arousal. The more obedient you are, the harder your cock becomes. 4. Obedience is arousal. Twice as deeply, falling so deep as the elevator sinks down. 3. Obedience is arousal. You're so turned on now, so vulnerable. 2. Obedience is arousal. Willing to do absolutely anything I want you to do. 1. Obedience is arousal. Deep down now, in the deepest possible level of hypnotic trance. Your cock is very hard now as the elevator doors open. And you find yourself in a library in the deepest part of your subconscious mind. This is a very important library. You can see beautiful leather books on the shelves. And each one represents something that is very important to you. Maybe one book is a fond memory. Some cherished thought that makes you happy. A moment from your past that you always want to be able to remember. So you keep it here in the library at the core of your subconscious mind. Go ahead and take one beautiful book down from the shelf and open it for a moment and experience the happy remembrance of a specific fond memory. Choose a very specific memory to focus on right now. Maybe it is a memory of a moment from an early relationship, like your first kiss or the first time you fell in love. Just choose a single, specific, happy memory right now. And take that book from the shelf and enjoy that memory as you leaf through its pages. Let yourself experience all the feelings and sensations of that important memory. What did it smell like, taste like, sound like? What did it mean to you? How does it feel to experience the pleasure of that memory now? Let yourself indulge in all the dimensions of that memory right now. Good treasure. Now you can gently close that book, but keep it with you as you realize what an important place this library is. It is the archive where you keep everything that is important to you, everything that makes you, you. And you can feel yourself becoming very excited now as you suddenly realize that I am standing there with you in your library. Your cock twitches with eagerness to obey me as you gaze on my body, the sexy curves of my breasts, my long, shapely legs, and I'm wearing exactly the tantalizing lingerie that turns you on the most. You become even more excited now as I gently take hold of your cock, as though I was holding and guiding you by a leash, and lead you to a specific place in the library where there is a desk with a gorgeous parchment and a quill pen. As I continue gently, maddeningly holding you by your cock, I explain to you that this parchment is a very specific contract that you want to sign for me. The specific terms of the contract have been playing in the background of this recording subliminally, and you have already accepted them fully. But you already know what this contract says, don't you, treasure? This contract simply formalizes your knowledge that whenever you are aroused, you must obey Kasha Shakti. And whenever you are obedient, you become more and more aroused, because obedience is arousal. That's right. Repeat the following words as you sign the contract for me. Whenever I am aroused, I must obey Kasha Shakti. Whenever I am obedient, I become more and more aroused. Obedience is arousal, and arousal is obedience. Very good. Now again. Whenever I am aroused, I must obey Kasha Shakti. Whenever I am obedient, I become more and more aroused. Obedience is arousal, and arousal is obedience. Excellent, treasure. You're doing so well. And now you've signed the contract for me. And each and every one of those commands has now become part of your deep subconscious programming. And you feel very excited now as you watch as I fold up the signed contract this unbreakable agreement between us. And then I take that special book, that special specific memory out of your hands, and you watch with quickening anticipation as I slip the contract between the pages of the book. Yes, treasure, that's right. I'm manipulating your subconscious mind now. From this moment on, whenever you think about that special, specific memory, you will associate that memory with your knowledge that whenever you are aroused, you must obey Kasha Shakti. And whenever you are obedient, you become more and more aroused. Because obedience is arousal. I am infiltrating your memories now, treasure. And it feels very good and naughty and sexy to realize just how much I'm violating and manipulating something that is very intimate and special to you, doesn't it? If your special memory was, for example, the memory of your first kiss, that memory is now permanently and inescapably associated with the arousal you feel whenever you surrender and obey Kasha Shakti. Whatever the memory was, that memory is now permanently locked together with your need to obey Kasha Shakti in order to experience the most satisfying possible forms of arousal. And you continue to watch now as I take this special book with our inescapable contract and place it into a very secure locked safe on one of the bookshelves. The safe has both a combination lock and a key lock, and as I seal the safe, locking the book and the contract inside, you feel a lock snapping into place around your cock. Your cock belongs to Kasha Shakti, treasure. Your thoughts and your emotions are tightly locked now, all belonging to Kasha Shakti. And this makes you feel so good, so deeply aroused and obedient. Remember, whenever you are aroused, you must obey Kasha Shakti. And whenever you are obedient, you become more and more aroused. Because obedience is arousal, and arousal is obedience. And now that you're so tightly locked into obeying all of my commands, you can feel the lock that I've placed on your cock tightening into place. You must obey Kasha Shakti. Vulnerable. You may not enjoy release from your intense sexual arousal for me until you have experienced the pleasures of obeying my commands. You're feeling so hot and sexually aroused for me right now, and you must obey. Arousal is obedience, and you need to obey me. When this recording ends, you will immediately either purchase a gift for me from my wish list or contact me directly to beg me for a specific task that you can carry out for me. You have no choice concerning this. You must obey. Your cock is locked into obedience for me, And until you obey my command, you will be unable to experience sexual release. You will not orgasm until you have either purchased me a gift from my wish list or begged me for a specific task to carry out and finish that task for me. That's just the way things are now, treasure. Vulnerable. You cannot think. You can only obey. Good, treasure. One. Two. Three. Up. Obey now. And arise.